Blog Talk Radio.
Give it up for the Las Vegas stars, y'all!
Saturday, the day before our big game, Super Bowl 48. And I know you're not used to hearing me talk a lot about football, but what most of my supporters and fans don't know is that I represent football players, do branding, take football players who are in the arena leagues and get them to the NFL. And so I know quite a bit about football. So today, this show is about football. This show is about the upcoming Super Bowl. I wanted to, you know, talk a little bit about it. As you know, I'm a San Francisco Bay Area native, so, you know, I'm a little sad that it's not my 49ers or the Raiders. I like both teams. But, unfortunately, we didn't make it there this year, even though we gave it an All-American try. I love Kaepernick. He's a great quarterback, and I enjoy watching him play. Wanted to talk a little bit about this upcoming game tomorrow. As you know, it's Super Bowl 48, and it's actually being held this time at the MetLife Stadium in East Rutherford, New Jersey. And I don't know how many of you know this, but this is the first time we've had outdoor cold weather Super Bowl. So it's going to be an interesting fight. Obviously, both have played in the winter weather before, but I don't know how it's going to fare tomorrow. So, almost today, tomorrow. So we'll have to, you know, tune in at 4:30 p.m. to Fox and see, you know, how it all comes together. But I wanted to talk a little bit about the strengths and weaknesses that I see. And at the end, of course, I'll give my vote as to who I think is going to win. I've been doing a lot of research this week, and, of course, a lot of the experts on football have been choosing different ways, but not too far of a spread. You know, all of them have pretty much said 20-27, 20-24, 24, you know, 27. So we're looking at a probably 3-5 point spread. In some cases, the experts had a 7 point spread, so we'll see what happens. I'll tell you what I think. You know, Seattle Seahawks are a great team, and the Denver Broncos are a great team. They're led by great coaches, great staff, great office staff, defensive line coaches and offensive line coaches. Let's face it, they're the top two teams in the world right now. The ironic thing is that, you know, you look at the quarterback, Russell Wilson, that's for the Seattle Seahawks. I wasn't all that impressed with him during the game of the 49ers. I think in some cases the 49ers beat themselves, especially on that second half. You know, and so I wouldn't necessarily say that I think he's the best. He's young. He's a lot less inexperienced than Peyton Manning. Let's face it, Peyton's been there before. He understands it. At the end of the day, whether it's basketball, football, baseball, I have seen experience come through at the end when there's a nervous crew on the field or a nervous crew on the basketball court. So I think that that is a strength for them. I think the weather might have something to do with it as well. I think Obviously, Seattle, you know, is used to rain. I don't know how – they don't really get any snow up there that I know of. And so, you know, that may be a factor in the process of the game as well. Peyton Manning also has to conquer, you know, the weather because, you know, let's face it, Denver has a lot of snow. I was just there about 2 weeks ago, and we were snowed in for a little while. So they're used to that snow. I look at a game like this, and I say, okay, what are the coaches thinking? Well, I did a little research, and I've listened to a couple of interviews, and each of the coaches obviously believes that their team can win. They see the strengths and weaknesses on each side. They see one, obviously, team is known for being the top in defense, the other's being the top in offense. So they're going to try to master and manipulate the side that, you know, they have a weak spot in. I think that when I look at the coaching staff and the confidence of the coaching staff, obviously we've seen confidence in the Broncos head coach, John Fox. He has been sick a little bit, and so he you know, had to go through some things, and now he's back. But they say that he's not letting that surgery slow him down one bit. I hope he takes it a little easy, you know, the excitement of it. But I think that he's ready. You know, he's ready mentally, physically. He seems like a very strong-headed and strong-hearted man. I think that the other coach, Pete Carroll, obviously has that go get 'em, we're going to sink 'em, do what you have to do attitude. And he has a team that thinks the same way. So I think that if I could say one from the other, I think the Denver Broncos play well. I think Peyton Manning plays well. He's very calculated, very focused. What we call in basketball is fundamental. He knows how to execute. He knows how to get that ball down the field. He's a precision thrower. I think that Russell is good as well, but he's just not as good as Peyton Manning. I just don't think that. So, we'll, you know, that'll be something to behold tomorrow when the game is on. I think that the team behind Russell is better suited. I think they're good. I mean, as much as I didn't like some of the antics that Sherwin said, I think that he's a good player, and I think that he's aggressive from the beginning to the end, and I think that's important. And he did not slack up one bit. I mean, very end, the game's close, he's still fighting to make sure that his label as the best player in his position as quarterback is going to take care of not letting that ball get through. Two of the players are a little stronger than what I've seen in the interviews. I believe that that's going to be able to push them through if, in fact, Russell Wilson is able to throw his passes more accurate. We need a little energy from him. I would like to see a little energy from him from the standpoint of just feeling sure that he's able to execute a little more. He's kind of mild-mannered, and so I really would like to see a little more energy from him. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Seahawks team. I just want to talk about who's playing tomorrow. You've got, obviously, the Russell Wilson, who's number 3. You've got Marshawn Lynch, who's number 24. I can't read my own writing, running back. They've got Brandon, he's cornerback, he's number 39. They've got Percy Harvin, who's a wide receiver. And I think that that's a good starting group there. I think that they're going to come in intense, they're going to get it done. And if they can stop the ball from moving, one of the things that I noticed in the 49er and Seahawks game was that in the first half, Kaepernick was able to move that ball, and he kept him off guard by running himself. I haven't seen any of that from Russell Wilson. He may have done that in the past, but I didn't see it in that game. I think that he's going to have to move the ball better. I think his people are going to have to be right on the dime to get those balls because the Denver Broncos are going to be there to eat him up. And vice versa, I think, you know, the people that are coming in for the Denver Broncos, which obviously is Peyton Manning as quarterback, Wes Welker, which is a wide receiver, Eric Decker, wide receiver, Von Miller, the outside linebacker, Knashawn Moreno, running back, Demaryius Thomas, wide receiver, all these, and Champ Bailey is going to be the cornerback, and the place kicker is going to be Matt Prater. I think that they're going to have to, you know, definitely step it up where the Seahawks stand, because one of the things that I know is that they're going to have to shut them down and have an attitude just like Richard Sherman. They're going to have to be in the right place at the right time. They're going to have to execute, and they're going to have to not let them through. You know, I've got a few injuries, and I know a lot of the news that I've been listening to this morning on the game for tomorrow, they actually talk a lot about the injuries. And because Denver does have a few injuries, they think because those injuries are there that they may, be at a loss. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I just think that if, like a lot of the reporters are saying, if Peyton Manning can stay away from being sacked, can be behind the Iron Curtain and stay there, and have his defensive line men block and make sure that they don't get to him, I think that you're going to find that he's going to be the winner. I also am looking at, just to give you more information on this particular event, of course, you know it's New York, New Jersey that have joined together for the first time. It's been the first time that two cities, have joined together to host, and so I think that's pretty interesting. I was watching a really good, I guess you'd say a video or a commercial that was done by Michael Strahan, and he was telling people how to dress, how to come to a game that's in a cold area, and I want to give you those tips as well. If you're at the Super Bowl, you're going to the Super Bowl, you're anywhere near New York, New Jersey, and the rest of the world, you know it's snowing in most places. Excuse me. And when it's snowing, for those of you that have never lived in snow, it's time to break out that coat, that scarf, a hat, gloves, and some boots, especially if there's snow. The key is layering. The key is putting on enough clothes so that if it gets a little warmer, you can take those clothes off rather than vice versa, doing it where you don't have enough clothes and it's actually freezing. That's what my advice is. And travel and transportation, if it's not safe out there, don't do it. If it's snowing and you're not comfortable driving in snow, grab a cab. I was just in South Dakota visiting with my son, and the funny thing is that I had to get boots and gloves and hats and things like that because you both and you all know that I frequent Las Vegas and California, which are warm areas. And so the funny thing is that I had to go get those things just like I'm telling you to go get. One thing I didn't do is I didn't drive because I don't drive in snow. I don't feel comfortable in it. I haven't done it enough, so the best thing to do is not do it. But, however, the people who live in an area, the cab drivers, the bus drivers, limo drivers, things of that nature, are very comfortable driving in the snow. So the main thing that I want to tell you is make sure that you use the public transportation there to get around if you're not comfortable in driving in the snow. Now, a couple of things that I want to share with you. Obviously, you know the game's on tomorrow, 4:30 p.m. Fox. The events that are happening in the area, one, January 29th to February 1st, which is today, there's a huddle tour, and that's on Super Bowl Boulevard. January 31st to February 2nd, you have the Montclair Football Fun Fest, and that's going to be held at the Montclair Town Center. On February 1st, which is today, NFL Honors. NFL Honors is going to be held at the Radio City Music Hall, and that's going to be a great program. You get a chance to, you know, hear and see those that have been honored this year, those that have exceeded all expectations, those that have won more games, those that have gotten more sacks, those that have gotten more yards and in the quarterback sense, those that have thrown the farthest, and also those that have kicked field goals the farthest. They'll be giving them awards and honoring them from different teams. And lastly, the day we've all been waiting is February 2nd, Super Bowl 48. That's the day we're all waiting for. All of us are gathering our food, our chicken, our chips, our things that we would like to have have a festive area. Even if you're voting, if you're not one of the people that are voting necessarily for Seattle or Denver because your favorite team has not made it that far, the good thing is that you can pick which one you want and just root for them and just have a great day and have fun. That's really what Super Bowl is all about, to have a safe day, to have fun, and to keep going. Now, one of the things that I wanted to talk about today is something near and dear to my heart, because you know that my job and what I do on a daily basis, or I think you know, is I advise players. I advise players that are in high school. I advise players that are in college. I advise players that have gotten out of college, that have been to the NFL and somehow have gotten cut, or for another reason. And I wanted to prelude this one because I actually am going to interview this gentleman this coming week. His name is Derek Morris, and Derek Morris was one of those guys that was very successful in college, got drafted to the NFL, and unfortunately, when he got there, he started working out, and he found out that he had an injury. He had an injury in his shoulder, and that injury took him off the game for a while. He had to go through surgery, therapy, get back on, on his feet, and then he came back. And when he came back, unfortunately, he then found he had a clot in his lung. So fate would have it that he would need to sit out for a couple of years in order to make sure that he was healthy, because anyone who knows football is a very aggressive and physical sport, and to have a messed up shoulder and to have a clot in your lung is not a healthy thing to have when you're playing a sport like this. So having to sit out disappointed and family disappointed, he has now done a full circle. And he was out for 2 years, and out of sheer determination and the will of God, he is coming back. The exciting thing is that today, actually February 1st, he is heading from North Carolina all the way over to Nebraska to play indoor football. We're starting with indoor football, and I want to talk a little bit about that. When you start with indoor football, you're basically, in my mind, wanting the player to get back and prove to himself that he can get through a season without any injuries or without any, adverse reactions to his past ailment. And so we're excited about that. He's heading over to Lincoln, Nebraska. He'll be playing with the Lincoln Haymakers, and he'll play a full season with them. As you know, there's preseason first, so they'll start preseason workouts tomorrow. He'll have about almost 2 weeks, and then they'll pick the final players to go on the road. I mean, we've already been told that he's going to need to play offense and defense. He is a 6'7", 350-pound nose tackle. So, therefore, with those kind of that body size and those kind of stats, being able to move quickly enough to play offense and defense, it's so funny. When I saw Derek the first time, he actually sent me several videos, and it was just something in my heart that said, you're supposed to work with this gentleman. After I heard his story, I thought, I don't know necessarily as much about football as the experts out there, but I do know what I do best, and what I feel my purpose is here on the earth is to be a advocate, to be open door, to be a voice, to communicate with the industry, get them to understand what this gentleman's journey is all about and get an opportunity for him. He went down. He was going to play with Tampa, and he went down with Tampa. I think it was Tampa. He was going to play with one of the other teams. He went down. He had a workout, a couple of workouts. He went to another team. He had a couple of workouts. And the infrastructure of the football team changed kind of midstream, meaning they got new coaches, they got a couple of new players, they, you know, had a little bit of instability, and, you know, Derek wasn't sure what he should do. And my advice to him, if your goal is to be in the NFL again, then to find a home, you have to find what the goal is for that home. Meaning, if you're going to play indoor football, what are you doing there, and why are you going to take that step? Once you figure that out, which he did, he said, I want to use this as a stair step. I want to get through a season, and then I want you to get me back in the NFL. Now, for those of you that know me, you know, a challenge is a challenge, and I definitely see the talent there. The main concern always was, how healthy are you? Are you able to get through a season? And I, frankly, everybody else is going to say the same thing. Because when you have an injury or you have an illness or something like that, even though it seems unfair, you've worked so hard to get there and you made it there and they drafted you and here you are at the big dinner table, it's almost like you have to start over. You have to prove yourself again. So he's been really working out. He's been working out with Jeff over at the Performance. And the exciting thing is that Jeff believes in him as much as I do and as much as his family does. And the good thing is that having somebody believe in you is half the battle when you've been through an injury. Some of you know that my son went through an injury and he had a tear in his knee. And meniscal tear and another tear. And, you know, he had to go and get surgery and repair. And I think the hardest part is not that the surgeon isn't great, not that they don't take good care of you. It's that waiting process to get back to where you know you used to be, being able to do the things you know you used to be. And I think that where Derek is right now is he knows he can run, he knows he can flip the tire, he knows he can, you know, knock some guys out. But I think until he gets on that field and actually sees it along with the team and get the video and get, you know, the training that they have to provide for him, I think it's going to be, you know, a little bit tough for him. He's very confident. He knows what he wants to do, and we believe in him. The thing about shooting to go towards the NFL, we've talked a little bit about this before. I've talked to coaches about getting in the NFL. I've talked to basketball players about getting in the NBA. And, you know, people ask me, they say, well, you know, some guys get there and you've never heard of them. You know, you've never heard of their college that they went to. You've never seen them play on the big screen. And, you know, how did they get there? Well, after you leave high school, if you're not recruited, you have to go and try and get in another team, meaning at a different level. There's arena teams, there's indoor league, there's, you know, CFL, which is Canadian League. You have to get on one of those teams in order to have the visibility that you need in order for the scouts now for the NFL to see you. So, you know, I tell guys all the time, we have another guy that we just signed to another team. And, you know, sometimes people want to go straight to the NFL. And, you know, it's, let's face it, if it was that easy, everybody would be doing it. And so the best thing that you can do is try out, work out, get on one of these teams, and now get your name back in the hat and get visible. And once you get visible, be ready. You've got to be ready. You got to be ready from the standpoint of physical agility. You got to be ready mentally. I heard an interview just right before I got online today to do this show, and it's funny because I was thinking the exact same thing, and I said, what can I tell them that will, if a kid is listening and wanting to play football, what these guys have to do to prepare to even be ready for a game like today? I was listening to one of the reporters on ESPN, and he said that the Seattle Seahawks, they always do a tour of the place that they're going to play. They actually go into the locker room to get mentally ready to play the game. You know, they're working out. They're you know, envisioning themselves with a game plan, envisioning themselves winning the game. A clear mind is so important. let me talk a little bit about that. And I know we only have a few seconds left, but a clear mind for an athlete means everything when they step on the field, the court, you know, whatever, you know, whether they're going to the Olympics. They cannot be thinking about problems at home, financial issues, you know, girlfriend issues, boyfriend issues. They can't, because it takes away from their performance. Focus is a major, major, major thing for athletes. They have to be willing to go in this game and think that they're going to be a winner, that they're going to be the person that makes the big play. No major mistakes. No one ever wants to be the guy that makes the last mistake that loses the game. So the thing that, you know, an athlete such as these football guys that are going out there today, the Seattle Seahawks, or tomorrow, Seattle Seahawks and the Denver Broncos, they have to be focused, ready, and willing to go and do the job that they're asked to do. They have to visualize the game plan. Their coaches have a game plan. They know exactly what needs to happen. It's almost like drawing a map. From point A to point B, who their key players are of the other team, who their key players are. If this happens, then we adjust to do that. If that happens, we adjust to do this. They visualize the game plan, and it's up to the coach then to now relay that game plan to the players so that they can then buy in, get in this same plan, and go and execute. You know, let's face it, it doesn't boil down to always being perfect, but it does help from the standpoint of knowing which direction we plan to go and that somebody has mapped out a plan of execution. So that's a good thing. The funny thing about it as well is that once the teams match up and the first kickoff happens, you know, some things that they thought were going to happen are going to happen. Some things they thought were going to happen aren't going to happen. And, you know, let's face it, injuries happen in games like this. We pray that, you know, each of them has a successful day, that no one gets major injuries. The intensity is high. The anxiety is high. And we look back to the game that happened with the 49ers and Seattle, and we hope that all the players will be respectful of each other. As you know, Sherman was fined, and I didn't like to see him act like that on the screen because I think that that lessened their winning. For me as a fan, it just kind of took something out of it. But I think that, you know, going forward, we live and we learn, and we go forward. And I think in this game, as he walks out for the big parade, and as he steps onto that field, that he would know that, you know, he has to be respectful, and so does everyone else. Now, we look forward to seeing this great teams play tomorrow, the Seattle Seahawks versus the Denver Broncos. We've got John Fox, we've got Pete Carroll, we've got Russell Wilson, and we've got Peyton Manning. Who will be the winner? Super Bowl 48. Enjoy the game, and I'll see you next show.